Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, also simulcasting on eSETI Stargate, where you can go in and chat with the guests and other people as well. Some of the past guests come in there. It's a one big happy family. We've got a great show. There's so much going on, and there's so many things to cover. I mean, the censorship's off the scale right now. A lot of my friends are gone. It's just getting crazy, but I think this shall pass. It's going to be very short-lived, and there's going to be consequences, so hang in there, and I'm sure everybody's going to be back here real soon, especially after the election, so we'll see what happens there. But anyway, my guest tonight is Tim Sanders, and he's an entrepreneur from London. He attended a presentation by a maverick scientist at a festival in South Africa, which was hosted by Michael Tellinger, my brother from another mother. He's a good friend of mine. During the talk, the scientist professor, Lakasevich, I hope I said that right. Lakasevich. He said that solutions for all our radiation problems in the world. And Tim got chatting with the scientists afterwards. He took his product back home to test and realized it performed excellently well. And he built a brand around the science called Omnia Radiation Balancer. The science of Professor Lakasevich tells us the truth about the atom, gravity, magnetism, and the holographic etheric universe, or electric universe, I should say. He's discovered a brand new unit of energy, which he calls the DECA. It's fifth dimensional energy, and it could replace electricity altogether. So without any further ado, let's bring Tim on the show. Tim, are you with us?
I am, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I've heard some of your other previous interviews, and I go, I want to get this guy on the show because there's so much going on. And I love playing around with this technology. I have a good friend. I won't mention his name, but he's a German, he's a biophysicist. He's got like 9 PhDs, but he's got technology that's off the scale. I mean, he could actually clone somebody if he wanted to. And he has all the other technology, the free energy, fuelless energy, anti-gravity, counter-gravity, everything. And we tried to get some of this energy out in 92. And I actually played a video at the International UFO Congress and showed a lot of these technologies, the motors, the drives, everything operating. And boy, all hell broke loose after that. I mean, we had shotguns, on our face and just one thing after another, labs blown up and everything. But I think it's getting close to that time where this energy is going to come out. And it sounds like your friend's got his finger on the dial on a lot of this technology.
Well, yeah, that's right. And I wouldn't say that it was kind of like foreign technology, or alien technology or whatever you might say. He describes it as very organic, a kind of gift into our atmosphere, into our environment from the great central sun. It's almost like the earth or the world or the planet is like some big playing field, and there's some guys setting the rules. The creator team is setting the rules on what we can play with, whether it be an atom or an electron or whatever. And now they've come through with this new unit of energy, and that is, according to him, the unit of energy that moves us through from the fourth dimension into the fifth dimension. And so we're supposed to be working with it, and it is indeed working with us, whether we realize it or not. So it's kind of amplifying all of our desires and our intents, as long as our intent is good, because it won't amplify bad intent. So what it will do is it will sort of almost shine the badness back at the people that are doing the bad things, which is something that we're seeing quite a lot of at the moment. And then all of the good will and the good desires and everything else that's coming through us, that's being amplified. Yeah.
It sounds like he's already turned that machine on, or somebody did, because I'm seeing just all hell break loose with people, and the, everything is coming up for people. And then there's the social engineered people that are holding on so hard to this holographic mess that's been created down here for them. And I've seen the people that are awakening going, whoa, I can't deal with this anymore. And they're really clashing right now. It's the two paradigms are really clashing, and it's like that we're in a world of opposites almost. The people you thought were the good guys are turning out not to be so much the good guys, and the people that we thought were the bad guys are turning out to be the good guys, So it's amazing, all the institutions, the same thing. There's total reversals with them, and so I don't know, it just seems we're moving into the...
Hold on to your hats, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, where the polarities are getting stronger.
Polarities are getting stronger. And one thing that was described to me that made a lot of sense in that respect is that, there's a lot of deception, like you said, going on at the moment. And and that's because lots of people seduced by what they might call the light, and I'm a light worker, I work on the light in my body and everything else. But, the bad forces can hide within that light to a very sophisticated degree, can't they? So what I was told is that, your guide should be love, tune into the balance of love. And that basically is the premise for everything that we do at Omnia as well. We basically bring everything back to that balanced kind of unity consciousness. And, if you look at a radiation field, for example, that's the ultimate example of imbalanced energy, or an example of imbalanced energy. There are lots. But, we try and bring that back to balance using this new unit of energy. So, yeah, there's lots of deception going on. There's lots of, subliminal stuff happening. There's quite a few attacks going on. And all sorts. So it is literally shield up and basically, we've really got to kind of work on ourselves to make sure we don't get thrown off kilter, right?
Yeah, I agree. I always talk about universal law, which to me is universal peace and brother, sister, love and individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. It's the foundation of the basics. And you can always go back to that. You can always go back to that and go, okay, does this fit, within universal law? And I think we should teach that in the schools and everything right now and the real history, so people
if anyone can remember it.
You're going to make a mistake again if you don't figure it out. You ask these people that want socialism and communism, said, have you done any research? Have you had any history lessons around that? How well does that work in the past? And they don't even know what they're talking about. And I said, so you're going to take all the wealth and the power and you're going to centralize it in just to the hands of a few. And it ends up being in the hands of a one, and then you've got total a dictator and tyranny, and then a lot of people die. That's where that goes almost every time.
What we do,
They
what
try
an improvement.
But anyway, there's so much going on. I think it is time, especially for these technologies, because there's a lot of, like you were saying, harmful radiation or technologies out there. And we need, some kind of defense with these things, because, everybody goes, well, if you're in fifth dimension and you're totally meditating and, nothing's going to harm you. Well, I don't know. You're in a physical body. You're in a physical world. That may be true if you can walk around in that state. But the people that claim to be walking in that state I've seen are coming from spiritual ego, basically.
Not many people have that privilege, do they? And some are even deceiving themselves that they're in that state as well. So, I like to think that everything should be sort of provable, or at least, there should be some sort of reassurance. Proof is a word that often gets me into trouble, especially with the advertising standards authority. So I have to be really careful. I'm sort of gagged as to what I can say on my website. I'm not allowed to say that A, there's a problem, and B, that my solution works. So I don't say that, just for the record. But what I do try and do is give people assurance that what we're doing actually helps. And one way of doing that, and it's an interesting sort of like echo that speaks to your point there, is that we do a lot of muscle testing, right? So we do kinesiology and we get the body to tell you it's truth, right? So, you know, what we find is that 100% of people, you put a phone in their hand, their body goes weak. You know, you can test them like this, which there's lots of different ways of doing it. And then we put our patch, which is, looks a bit like that. We put this patch on the phone and then they go super strong. So that's one way of getting the body to tell you whether this is right for you, you know. And ways of really sort of being, you know, reassured like that is, I think, the best way forward right now, because there's just so much, as you mentioned before, so much confusion and infighting and, you know, falsehood and everything else. So, yeah, just trying to determine what your truth is, what works for you, and, you know, what solutions you can trust. That's really important right now.
Yeah, I've seen in so many cases, I know I've been in this field for a long time. And so I know so many people. And I know their real history off camera, you know, and things like that, and their real intentions and motives and things. And so, and whenever I see people selling this or selling that or anything, I like to look into it, you know, and almost every time their intention matches the product, you know, their intention is to make a whole lot of money selling garbage. You know, I hate to say it, but it's true, you know, and, you know, and they play on people's fears and things like that. And it's in their message. And, but, you know, there are some people that come out and, like you're saying, that do have products that are beneficial, that do help, that have been tested and take a more spiritual approach with integrity. And those products are out there. The trick is sifting through all the garbage, you know, to get to the stuff that really works.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, as you mentioned in my bio, you know, I stumbled across this talk at Michael's conference, you know, where this guy was talking about free energy. And it was really fascinating, but it wasn't an easy talk to watch, because it was like, this guy is like such a sort of genius that he almost has trouble, you know, putting it in plain terms. But so I guess on one level, I'm kind of a translator for him and someone who brings his message forward to a Western audience, if you will. But yeah, so I resonated with something that he was saying. And then, you know, I talked to him afterwards and I just realized that, it, you know, if he had a product that worked or that, you know, was effective, then I knew how to take that back to London and test it. And then when I tested it, I found that it was really, really effective. But then the great thing about that was that I then went on a journey to understand his science, and then his science literally turns all of the things that you're reading in a physics textbook a little bit like what you're talking about in a history textbook, which is all falsehood or inversions of the truth. Things in our science books are inversions of the truth, meant to keep us guessing about the nature of reality and our bodies and, you know, everything, you know, and just physics and the way things really happen. So he's produced all these papers that talk about the truth about the atom, or in his, you know, according to his experiments, at the atom, gravity, magnetism, all these things. And they really open up a new understanding of ourselves, the electricity in our body. And that's really important right now, because at the moment they're turning up that 5G, no, the 4G to 5G, and it could go up to 9 times as strong eventually, not in phase one, but eventually. And we are beings of energy, frequency, and vibration, according to, you know, as Nikola Tesla was fond of saying, everything in our body is electric. You know, our heart is a big electrical pump. Our brain waves are electrical fields. Even me moving my finger is electrical current moving around my billions of cells. And these things are incredibly powerful, what we would call magneto-electric devices that come in and challenge that balance of that vibration in the body.
Yeah, I agree. I can feel it. You know, I can feel my phone, especially if I don't have some kind of something on it, you know, that, and I have one of those RF protector cases that I keep it in, you know, so.
Yeah.
So I can feel the difference. And as you said, when they start turning the juice up on this stuff, I mean, 5G is microwave, you know, it's, you know, look what your microwave oven does to food, you know, it's like, so you keep turning the juice up, obviously it's going to have some extreme adverse effects. And there's a lot of documented science around that. What do you know about 6G? I've heard it operates on a whole different frequency and not a harmful frequency.
I'm hoping that that's true. And I've just heard as much as you've heard. I don't think there's a lot to research out there because it's being kept quite under wraps, as far as I know. Yeah. I do hold space for that. You know, we come from a positive angle at Omnia and through the science of Lackey, Dr. Lakisevich. He is working with this new unit of energy, and the new unit of energy is basically a dodecahedron in shape or in structure. And across that dodecahedron, there's like 12 cones of spinning light that come into the center and then back out to the edge. So it's almost like six pairs of where the light is going across this dodecahedron structure, which is like a 12-sided pentagon. So within that structure, there is potential for moving into an age without electricity, because electricity is just heat and light moving down a copper wire, right? And then, you know, electromagnetic frequency broadcast in the air is a more complicated version of that. But it all stems from electrical current, which, according to Lackey, is the energy of the old era, as in the energy of the age of Pisces. We're moving into the age of Aquarius, the feminine age, where everything is resolved, nurture, and it's graceful. And this unit of energy has been in our atmosphere for maybe about 10 years, just over 10 years. And it's here for us to basically engage with. You know, we can collect it and then we can program it to do things. And there's no cables, there's no wires. And potentially it could move us into an energy era, you know, of the fifth dimension of unity consciousness and ultimately love. But we could see our phones, our laptops, everything else, even our cell towers, run on this new type of energy. But I just don't know how quickly that might happen. But in theory, you know, that is something that could happen.
Yeah, I know. I know we're moving through a ribbon in space, an energetic ribbon, where there's a lot more energy coming in. The electromagnetic light scale is just it's off the scale right now. And the we're getting huge gamma ray bursts one after another from different systems coming in and everything else. And that influx of energy has got to be doing some massive changes. And it sounds like he's figured out how to tap into that. The changes that are coming from this, I think it's a scientific, it's definitely founded in science, this, what we're going through, because it's all measurable.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, we all know what's happening, you know, to the, I forget what it's called now. What is it? The measurement of all of the Schumann frequency. Schumann, you know, frequencies are going off the charts. You know, we know that there's a lot of solar activity coming on, and we know that this is the time. This is the, you know, the sweet spot where, you know, our DNA is going to respond to all of this, you know, this light that comes through and this energy that comes through. And what I've enjoyed about studying, you know, Dr. Lakisevich's work is the understanding of our bodies as energy fields and how that's possible for us to respond to light, just as we respond to radiation fields, because that's all the same thing. It's like we are big antenna, you know, walking around. I often say that we are cell towers ourselves, right? Because, you know, we're full of cells. With towers, and you know, everything is charged with electrical current in the body. So it's up to us to look after the vibe of our bodies, but also to understand that we are broadcasting out all of this energy at all times. And you know, we've got these choices at the moment as whether we can get sucked into the fear narrative and all the, you know, the COVID division and everything else, or whether we can say, actually, I'm looking a bit further ahead than that. And once this has all risen to the top, all this ugliness has risen to the top and it's being swept away, you know, I'm there, you know, I'm there building the bridge to the next stage. And, you know, Deca energy seems to be almost like the thing, one of the things, I don't know if it's the only thing, but one of the things that helps us to build that bridge into the, you know, the new age. And like I said before, it's an energy form which is endless. It never runs out. It's perfectly balanced. And you know, I mean, if you want me to speak to the what that really means, it's basically Dr. Lukiciewicz has done experiments to prove that at the center of every atom there is a point of zero electrical potential, and that is a magnetic still point, and that is the zero point. So the zero point exists at the center of every atom. So that connected zero point field is in every atom, whether it's the wall or my body, and it's waiting to be activated into matter or life. So the understanding of where that zero point field is and our relationship as conscious beings with that zero point through our bodies, you know, he describes us as mental beings, or, you know, beings with strong desires, the strongest desires in the whole planet. You know, we're the ones that build bridges or write songs or, you know, make amazing food or design cars or whatever it is. We're the inventors, the creators, and we do that with our conscious human intent. But our bodies are basically a bunch of spinning atoms. And in the center of every atom is that zero point, giving life to every atom or cell according to, you know, divine intelligence. So an example of that is, you know, there are different frequencies in my liver to my, you know, to my heart, to my brainwaves, to my kidneys or whatever. And that's basically an oscillation of electrical current that's basically operating with a different vibration and a different frequency according to its purpose, its divine purpose in my body. Because I'm not telling my body what to do. I'm not telling my stomach to digest food or my fingernails to grow. This is all just happening. It's part of that zero point field delivering life into my body. And yeah, that has given me lots of aha moments as to how this whole shift is going to happen. You know, so if there's more energy coming in from the sun or from anywhere, from the environment, then we as antenna are going to react to that, are going to pick it up. So we need to be ready for that. And we need to be clearing our minds of all of that divisiveness, as you mentioned earlier on, and just be opening to allow that transition to happen.
Yeah, I always tell people resistance is futile. You know, it's, you know, the energies that are coming in are far beyond anybody. No man can stop it. And it's going to happen. Just how much trauma do you want in the process? That's what we get to choose. But, you know, but it's going to happen. Or how much chaos. That sounds really interesting, this DECA field. If I'm getting this right now, this biophysicist I've worked with for a while, he was talking about DNA and how it's always communicating. And it's really interesting when I realized we all have that aboriginal DNA. And that's one thing we all share, is the original, the aboriginal DNA. So we're always communicating with each other. You can't get away from it. And then we have this big complex DNA patterns from the stars, you know, because the Earth was colonized and different people came here, Pleiadians and Orion Council of Light and Andromedans, all those guys. So we also have these other DNA patterns that are connected to the stars, and they're coming in right now, and they're connecting and to our DNA, and there's communication, downloads, all these things happening. There's so many levels of this happening, and that DECA field or the energy that creates seems to be that bridge or that life force energy. If we could transmit that, it would help amplify everybody's telepathic abilities, your ability to heal. You know, some of the genetics, when they get activated, are like the salamander gene. You can actually grow a new arm or heal or things like that. The telepathy, the ability to see forward or backward in time, and even teleport or bilocate as well. Those very well could all be activated by that field of energy, or it would enhance those abilities or help to kick them on.
100%. And the way it's described to me is that if you look at the energy of the old era, which was like electrical current, that was like a master-slave arrangement, right? So I build the energy, the grid, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when you use it, it's gone, and you have to keep coming back and paying me to give it to you, right? So it's like, you know, you're sucked into this enslavement grid where you are charged for the electricity, you know. So there's an electrical charge and you're charged, and it's all, you know, it's all an enslavement system, whereas the new system is one where the energy is waiting to serve you, right? So the energy is there in the atmosphere saying, I'm here, what do you want me to do? Because I'm here to serve you. And when we finally understand that, and we start to work with it, and I believe that when all these activations that you mentioned happen, we're going to start to remember through DNA activations and so on, that we can do this. So we're able to do this. This is what we're here for. We're here to build the new solutions that actually create energy for us to live, which is in harmony with the planet, which doesn't plunder the planet and intoxicate it. So yeah, I think that's right. It's learning to react with that field, or to correspond with that field. And you know, I feel like I have something in my soul purpose which is connected to that, which is why, you know, I connected with him and his talk when I met him at Michael's conference. So, yeah, it's all really exciting what's going to unfold. And I think it's going to happen really quickly as well.
I wonder if that's tied into these med beds they're talking about, that same DECA energy, or that's a whole, you know, I've heard people say they have the med beds. And I do know there are magnetic light tables that actually create a communication with your etheric body, which is your whole and healthy, perfect self, but it gets distorted as it comes through the lower bodies. They do have some technology like that that creates a clear communication and healing technology. I've actually experienced that firsthand. It's definitely helpful. I'm really wondering about, you know, they say they have this, 24-hour soldier, these med beds or whatever. You can lose an arm and you sit in there and it grows a new arm for you. It grows a new leg or new organ, you know, whatever you're dealing with. I'm wondering if it's somehow tied into that same kind of energy or I know these things exist. I'm kind of leery about the people that say they have that technology. They've been getting, you know, millions of dollars from people and they have a history of squandering that money and not coming up with anything. But I'm curious what your research has brought about, you know, in that area, like the med bed and all the other technologies.
Well, all I can say about that is that if you take the principles that we work with, it's the idea that at the center of every atom is this divine intelligence.
Yeah.
So if you can connect with that creative field and actually, you know, through the Decker energy, ask for that to come through, then that's what this is all about, is allowing and asking. So there's got to be an element of that that's happening. And whether people realize that the Decker energy is helping them to do that or not, I don't know, because I haven't spoken to many people who do med beds. But yeah, I would say that there's definitely a layer of assistance that is required that, mm-hmm. that is here now that wasn't here before, right? Because this is the energy that characterizes this new phase that we're going into. And yeah, those things might be commonplace in the future where we all learn how to do it. And then once one person makes a breakthrough, then, you know, it's like the 100th monkey effect, isn't it? Like we all just know how to do that. And I think it's happening right now when everyone's waking up to all of the, you know, lies that are being told and everything else. And that spreads like really rapidly because we are beings of resonance and energy, frequency and vibration. And what's exciting about that is that if you study the holographic principles of that, it's like as soon as one person, let's say for example with COVID, right, or coronavirus or whatever, as soon as that one person gets coronavirus, we all get it as a vibrational imprint of possibility within our energy structure, right? So then it becomes almost like a choice. You know, you can choose whether to activate it or not, or you know, it could be activated in you without your will. But you understand what I'm saying is that information, that knowledge, gets shared vibrationally amongst all of us, And these are the things that I think are really positive messages in this time of massive flux, is that, you know, we can connect with each other and share this new information that takes us to wherever we want to go.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. I think about that, how the news, you know, promotes this. You should be very scared. You know, this is going to get you. It's all, you know, all their statistics were wrong, you know, and everything they put out was incorrect. They had to redo everything towards the end. And it turns out it's not much, you know, it's actually took less lives than the flu, and it's milder. But, and, you know, that's by their own statistics, you know, from the CDC, and now the WHO is coming out with the same thing. But I think, like you're saying, the news and the fear that was spread throughout the news and everything else actually made it worse. And the consequences of all the lockdowns and everything else made everything worse than it really was.
Well, nothing happens without us co-creating it, right?
Yeah.
So we have to co-create this pandemic, right? We have to be the ones that get scared about it and comply, right? And and it's like I said earlier on, if COVID or coronavirus, or call it whatever it is, you know, because even that's kind of dubious in terms of them actually isolating what it is, but and that's according to the CDC, you know, if it is a thing, then it exists in all of us, and the thing that activates it in us is that fear, right? So yeah. If you're scared of getting it, then you attract that vibration into you, and then it can come out, right? But if you're not in that fear mode, then you build your resilience to it, and so on. But yeah, that's all, as you well know, I'm sure your listeners all know, you know, that's deliberate, you know, that whole, you know, fear, lack and scarcity program you know, it has us, because you can't control people unless they're scared, right? If everyone's happy and running around, like, you know, and enjoying themselves, then you'll never control them.
Yeah, that's one thing they say, an awakened god or goddess is very hard to control or handle, you know, so that's exactly why they don't want us to wake up and make our own personal connection with source, you know. They always have to have an external god, an external program, and reasons why you can't make that connection, you know, like they promote the fear, guilt, unworthiness, and all the other programs there. But I think the big cosmic joke is, you know, people said that to me. They said, aren't you afraid of the virus? And I said, no. And they said, well, it's deadly. And I go, I already died a couple times. I said, it was kind of cool. You know, what? It's nothing to worry about, you know? And they just kept going. I said, no, I just, fear just complicates things. You know, I'm not going there, you know? You know, I'll take precautions for other people, but to help them out. But that's about it. But that same old thing is just, this whole, we did a show on that, and with remote viewing, looking at all of the the MJ Ultra, whatever, all those guys, you know, how they created these programs, and they implement them into the lamestream news, and they totally socially engineer us through these programs. When you're aware of that and you know the programs, you can watch and go, oh God, here we go. You already know where they're trying to take you and what they're trying to do. And they prey on people's emotions, and it's really sad, because there's so many people that are socially engineered. They lack critical thinking. They don't do their own research, and they're being used and manipulated on such a grand scale right now. And what we're seeing is a breaking away. They're losing their grip. They're breaking away from that. And I think all these new energies coming in are breaking the grip of that consciousness, that 3D, 4D consciousness. And we're just getting bombarded by that energy you're talking about, the 5D energies on all the way up. I'm seeing it all the way up to the 13th dimension. You know, those energies are pushing in hard. And, you know, it's the way I see it, when I see what's out there and what's pressing in, and the earth itself is expanding and evolving and ascending, there's no way getting around this. We're either going to ascend or or cross over. You know, if our hearts stay constricted, we're going to have heart attacks. You know, it's very simple. You know, it's people are going to lose their kingdoms and their bodies if they don't make this shift. They don't release and let go and deal with their shadow side and release it and let it go and then move to the next level.
The releasing is absolutely key, you know, because we've all got stuff, you know, however, you know, spiritual and everything else we are, we've got, you know, we've got stuff that we're holding on to. We've got stuff that we haven't quite resolved, and releasing that and, you know, through conscious breathing or however suits you, you know, that space that you develop for yourself, you know, like right now, there's all these YouTube channels, hopefully not yours, getting closed down, you know, and it's just happening, all the censorship. And that's another sign for us to all just sort of spend the time that we were going to spend listening to someone else to actually go inside and actually just say, okay, you know, there are big changes coming up. I need to be ready, because I think that, you know, what's happening, especially with your viewers and so on, is they're all the people that are chosen to be here, to be the kind of like the flag bearers, if you like, or, you know, just the totem poles for receiving that energy, but also holding the blanket out for those people who is just going to be a complete and utter, you know, shock for, you know, including most of my family. You know, and it's and friends as well, you know, like all sorts of people that I know who just don't have a clue, you know, and if they saw me on this show, they'd be like, Tim, you know, but, you know, I'm sort of, you know, this is something I've been following for a long time now, and I resonate with it, and I know that I have a purpose that's aligned with it. And we are, you know, the light beings or love workers or whatever you want to call it, that are here to not just receive the energy and broadcast it out, but also hold that blanket and a cup of tea out for the people who are going to go through the mill.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many channels, you know, everybody thinks there's one channel, you know, one YouTube channel, but, you know, there's the Palladian channel, the Ryan Council of Light, you know, Planetary Liberation channel, the God channel or Creator channel or Goddess channel, whatever you want to call it, you know, and like you're saying, we're this incredible, you know, transceiver, we can tune into all those other channels and skip those. I always tell people, they go, what would you do, you know, if they shut you down or whatever? And I said, well, I'm already planning to go to Mexico and really do my inner work, and I'll keep transmitting from there as long as I can. But I said, you know, what I'd really like to do is be put out of business by everybody waking up.
You know? Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I would love to be. So I was
early, not early retirement.
Yeah. I mean, Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'd rather be out in nature or gardening or exploring or anything, you know. But I mean, I love doing this kind of work, but it's like I would so love to be out of work and have everybody on the same page, you know, and even above, you know, above this page, you know, so, but it's, but anyway, that's just where I'm coming from. It's I always tell, you know, people come to me all the time, they said, we can make you famous, you know, we can make you rich, and you know, we want to take your message and your place here and turn it into Disneyland and everything else. And as soon as they say that, we can make you famous, we can make you rich, I said, yeah, you lost me. You just lost me. You know, if they were, we love your message, we love the people you're bringing on the show, we really want to get this out and to help awaken and heal a lot of people. Okay, I'm all in for that, you know, but they just lose me when they go into the fame and money thing right instantly. I just say, I'm not interested. Yeah,
it's just so 3D, you know, and it's so last era. Yeah, absolutely. And looking forwards, you know, we talked about free energy here, but I'm sure you know that if you make energy free, you make, you know, you pretty much remove capitalism, right? Because the whole wheel, it depends on that whole create energy disappears, you know, and pay for it and recycle. Why do you go to work? To pay the bills, you know, and that is part of that whole, 3D old construct, which is, you know, which is there that we all buy into because there's no alternative, or so we thought. So this, these new revelations kind of set us free, I just don't know how quickly they're going to happen. That's the exciting thing. It could happen like really, really quickly. You know, like we said earlier on with all of this new energy activating us, memories coming back and all that sort of stuff. Who knows? But I'm told that great things could happen before the end of this year. So I'm ready for it.
I've always told people, you know, it's hard to wrap your head around this, but people go, you know, well, we need oil. You know, I go, actually, don't need oil because you can actually transmute water right now. I've seen it done and it's amazing. It's like rocket fuel, basically, and it'll burn in space, you know, and you can do that right now. That's not a problem. But then you tell people, well, you don't even need the water. You know, you've got these other devices, you know, fuelless energy devices. You could take one of these devices, hook up into an electric car and drive the tires on it. And then you go, and you don't even need tires because some of these devices, when they ramp up, become counter gravity, you know? So you try to take people and you go, you really get them revved up. You're going to be jumping dimensions. So, you know, how do you take somebody to the point of, they go, well, I've got my new truck and it runs on gas. Well, you can keep your new truck and you can run it on water and you can have clouds coming out of the tailpipe. You know, there's no loss.
Yeah, I mean, you know, going back to what happened, that the way I met Lackey was when I went to his talk, and I think one of the first few things he said is that the future is when I get on my bike and I say to my bike, and I'm going up a hill, and he just had a picture of a bike and a hill, and he said, I say to my bike, drive, and the bike drives. And I was just like, what are you talking about? You know, it was too much for me at that point. Yeah. And then after I got to know him and I realized what he was talking about, that this DECA unit of energy is going to respond to our conscious intent and we're going to build these solutions that are just graceful and that they don't exhaust all of the, you know, the earth's riches and you know, and things that should remain in the ground like oil and so on. That's really positive, you know, and I know that he's, I mean, I've mentioned this a couple of times and I hope I don't, you know, regret this, but I know that he's working on an air conditioning unit, which doesn't require electricity, right? So it's almost like a wine bottle or a bottle like this. You just put it on the table, no cables, no plug, and it just keeps the room temperature constant. So you tell it what you want it to be. If you prefer 18 degrees, it comes through at 18 degrees. It doesn't matter whether it's -2 outside or +34. So, you know, if these things are possible and he does create that, then we really are going to see that this unit of energy is the real deal. So I hold space for that. I haven't checked in with him recently to find out where he is with that project, but it could be really exciting. And that proof alone, showing that you've replaced something that guzzles electricity with something graceful and, you know, free and you know, and never runs out. That's big news.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I could sure use that here, you know, especially.
Right. I used to live in Singapore and there's an aircon unit on every room. Otherwise, you know, I would, I'd be changing my t-shirt every 5 minutes. But yeah, you know, the amount of air conditioning across the planet is insane, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the biggies. I think that's probably, you know, when you get the high temps, that's what creates the brownout. Everybody turned their air conditioners on, basically. And if you could solve that problem, that would be a huge, huge boon.
Everything would be so quiet. It would be like, what's going on? Where's all the noise? You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's so many things. I was wondering if he's built anything that's like a DECA emitter or something like that, where that would, you know, you could sleep with, you could put it on next to your bed and turn it on and it would create that field of energy where you could actually go into the fifth dimension and have contact or have communication or things of that nature.
Yeah, I don't know about that specifically. I mean, you know, his story is interesting that, you know, he was a classic physicist, you know, at the Max Planck Institute of Physics, and then he had his own awakening and then was like sort of asking the other realms what the truths were in physics. And then he found that they were the inverse or the opposite of what he'd been teaching all these years. So, he went back to the physics schools and said, hey, I've just done all these experiments that prove that the atom is slightly different than what you thought. And he got thrown out, you know, and then he was just like, well, you know, I'm going to stick to my truth and still keep doing these experiments. And now he's published all his papers, which show the, I mean, he's even done the new, he's updated Einstein's E equals MC squared to show the true laws of creation, because he basically, everything in the atom has a counter effect, right? So it's like when you see how an atom behaves and how it the cycle it goes through is it basically makes itself into a ring of light, which looks like a torus field. And that torus field of light sits around the magnetic zero point. So it's that electrical current spinning around the magnetic point. So there's that magnetic balance between the electrical field and the magnetic point. But then it discharges itself. So it spins itself into matter and then it discharges itself. So yeah, it flicks on and off, on and off, on and off all the time. So that is frequency, the oscillation between the spin of that electrical current and the discharge. And the bit that everyone was missing in physics was that there was this discharge into the ether. And it's almost like whatever event happened within the atom is recorded in the ether or the Akashic records or whatever you want to call it. And he's one of the few people I know who've come forward and said, here's all the physics that backs up a lot of the spiritual principles that we have all heard from different, you know, different teachers. So yeah, I don't know much about the whole kind of ability to use Deca to you know, go intra-dimensional at all, but who knows, it shouldn't be impossible. What I do know is that these Deca can attach themselves to each other and develop things like radar, so they can become very powerful once they're all connected to each other, and you can potentially use them to replace cell towers, I would like to think, at some point. So Omnia, my company, represents not just a simple, you know, solution to harmonizing the radiation that comes through our phones and our laptops and our Wi-Fi routers and our smart meters and our cars, but also potentially the future that we can move into that replaces the electricity grid, which is the main offender.
Yeah. I know Tesla, from what I understand, and, you know, I've done some research, but you don't know, but supposedly he had a cell phone, like a system that went through the earth, and it was not harmful in any way whatsoever, and used earth frequencies. You know, and I don't know why we don't utilize something like that. I know he had a lot of other technologies out there as well. And I told people we haven't needed oil since Tesla, you know. It's like, you know, we've gone far beyond that. And you know, we're like 150 plus years ahead in the forbidden technologies that they're not allowing, you know, that, you know, I think those are going to be released pretty soon, because, you know, now they admitted that we have a secret space fleet and that we have all this other technology out there. And now we're creating our own space fleet. That's just window dressing. We already have it. Mm-hmm. But once they're admitting all this, then they're going to have to admit to the other technology they have, like the med beds and all the other things that they have. And it's, I think it's kind of like a conditioned release, you know, that they're going to, you know, it's like disclosure. I told people, I said, you know, people ask me, well, when are the ETs going to land? I said, you know, I said, they already did. They already landed. It's called reincarnation. It's us.
And it's us.
Yeah. And they also, and they already colonized the planet. That's us too, you know? And so what's this division game? And I said, it's been recorded even before Egyptian times. You know, we've had contact. So, and the evidence is there, the archaeology is there, everything is there, you know, it's just been twisted and turned not to let us know the truth. But it's almost like, it reminds me of that thing where when they asked Jesus where heaven was, and he said, it's all around you, you know, it's closer than the hair on your head. It's the same thing. It's the person asking that question didn't get it. That's why he asked the question, right? Because he doesn't understand the field, you know, the quantum field that we're all in. And And the higher dimensional beings just access more of that field. They have more access to that field and utilize more of that field. But we're all in the field. You can't separate yourself from omnipresence or that field, or creator for that matter. So it's just this big joke we played on ourselves, that the division game or the separation.
Yeah. Separation from source and everything else. And, you know, like that's the original, you know, we talked a little bit about the fact that all truths were inverted and sold back to us as, you know, are the way that we should lead lives. And there's nothing bigger, no bigger evidence of that than God, right? Because all the religions are trying to say, yeah, God's on this cloud up there judging you with his 10 commandments and his, you know, whatever. And actually, God is inside the atom, is inside us, is inside, you know,
yeah,
God is working with us. And, you know, correct, you know, connection to that source and that creator is something that is our gift, but there's an awful lot of you know, revisions of texts that have tried to push us away from that and down another route, which only deceives us.
Yeah, it's sad, but I always tell every institution is there. When you go into any institution, when you go to the top of that institution, it gets darker and darker and more controlling and more. And that includes the religious institutions as well. And, you know, you look at the basics of what they taught. I mean, they made it very, very clear that, you know, the temple is within. God is within. All of the teachings say that. But how do you miss that? You know, closer. How can God be closer than the hair on your head, you know? If it's not the hair on your head, you know, it's like, yeah, I always go, how do you guys miss that? You know, and, but they still worship an external God and an external master, and each master told them to go within, which is a paradox, you know, make your own personal connection with source, creator, God, great spirit, whatever name you want to give it. But, yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's
control of the narrative on every level. And it's just, it's not like it's, that's a new thing, right? And, you know, it's been going on for millennia, right? You know, how many revisions of the Bible have there been, you know?
Yeah.
And each time they revise it, they change it to take you further away from the truth.
Yeah, it's a controlled narrative. Almost everything is a controlled narrative. And we actually did a movie called The Uncontrolled Narrative. And we're going to re-release it again real soon, remake it. But it covers a lot of that. And yeah, it's pretty amazing. You really think about it. I mean, now, you know, coming back to the present, now when I look at the lamestream media and the deception there and the lies and the feigning outrage, you know, the fake outrage and all that stuff that they do, and the extreme censorship, I look at that and I go, my God, how can people watch this anymore when they know they've been lied to repeatedly? And why do you keep going to the same source for truth? It's weird. It's like they're so socially engineered, they can't break that spell and step out of it and go, well, wait a second. And to me, it's just common sense. If somebody's lied to me, you know, several times right away, I just take whatever they say with a grain of salt. I just, you know, it's not important anymore. And, but it seems like that's when within all the fields right now, it's all coming up. The deceptions are coming up. The lies are coming up. The true intentions of each person are coming up, and it's all surfacing right now. And it's getting, you know, so you just can't miss it anymore.
Well, it has to, right? Because otherwise we can't clear it. You know, it's like, yeah, you know, it's that's the way I believe it's prophesized, is that, you know, all of this ugliness will have to come up. And, you know, the attempts that they're making to try and convince us that something's happening, which isn't really happening, are very desperate at the moment. And, you know, when we realize that governments can tell lies and misrepresent us, and we thought we trusted them, and then what else do we, you know, is there that there's cracking, that, you know, that we used to trust? And it will be banks, and it will be, you know, financial systems, and it will be energy provision, and it'll be all sorts of other things. Mm-hmm. You know, massive shifts are going on, and all of the old institutions, the old ways of receiving information and, you know, living by it, they're all crumbling, but we need to really sort of hold strong at this time, and make sure we're receiving the energy that makes us, you know, graduate into the new space with ease.
Yeah, I agree. It is so important. I always tell people, they said, what's the most powerful thing you can do? And I said, get out in nature and shut up, you know, and sit with nature and make your own personal connection with source. You know, that's, I said, all the masters taught that, every single one, you know, just they spent most of their time in nature. And then, so basically it's, my camera's going crazy here. It's funny, you know, they always play with the technology when we get over something good. But anyway, it looks like we're running up to the end of the hour right now. I wanted to say, what is the best way for people to contact you and find out more about some of the technologies and stay up on some of the breakthroughs that you're coming up with?
Sure. Well, my website is called OmniaRadiationBalancer.com. So that's OMNIA radiationbalancer.com. And this is my product. It's very, very simple. It contains DECA energy. The DECA energy is programmed to meet the radiation field, bring it back to a balance and a centeredness that is in resonance with the human body. And then we do tests to show that the body responds well, muscle tests that show that the body goes super strong, water structure tests from Dr. Emoto, which show that the water organizes itself into perfect crystals, and live blood analysis. And we've got a couple more on the way. And if anyone wants to use the, I'll throw out for your listeners a special discount. If you want to use the coupon code WISH, then you'll get 10% off as well. So, OmniaRadiationBalancer.com. And if you feel moved, if you look at our site and feel moved to help yourself at this time when we're getting bombarded by magneto-electric frequencies that are imbalanced, then be my guest.
I think we're going to have to put that in clothing and hats and everything here pretty soon. The way things are going, you know, wouldn't be a bad idea. Stick one on your third eye. You know?
Get one in every cell tower. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And it's not quite the way it works on the clothing, but many people have actually taken these patches and just started working with them in their own intuitive ways, because the energy in the patch is there, like I said before, as our servant. It's waiting there. It's waiting for us to work with it. I spoke to someone just today who does applied kinesiology. And when I described the dodecahedron, she said, oh my God, I've had visions of that for ages, like just seeing it in the atmosphere and so on. And I'm like, okay, well, that's DECA energy bringing me and you together so we can work with this. And that's the way it's going to rapidly unfold, I believe. It's positive.
Yeah, definitely. Spiritual technologies. We hit the end of the hour, unfortunately. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. It's been awesome. And we'll stay tuned. And if you have any more breakthroughs, be sure and let us know. And we'll get you on the show again. And any more products out there. And I can't wait to hear more about the research and where it ends up. And again, keep up the great work.
You got it. Thank you very much. And thanks for the opportunity.
All right. It's James Gillen signing off on East Eddie Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio. Have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. That's all you need. Good night.